Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another Bulky Bloop podcast. Oh shit, I just dropped my pen. Sorry, this is a nightmare already. Today we're going to be doing a Euro 2020 / 2021 preview. I'm going to be going over the groups, how I think the groups will finish, who I think the third place qualifiers will be, because there's only six groups, but there's a lot round of 16 afterwards. So top two go through, the four best qualifiers in third go through as well, and then I'll be going over the last 16 matches according to my prediction on the UEFA predictor game app thingy they did on Twitter. Going over who I think will meet in the quarters, semis, final, and who I think will win it. I might, at the end, do a like golden boot predictor and a golden glove predictor or something, and maybe a best player predictor. I don't know. We'll see how I feel at the end. So before I do that, there is some big news regarding Chelsea. And as this is a Chelsea-based podcast initially, we've obviously got to mention it. News broke today, literally about an hour and a half ago, that Chelsea have matched PSG's bid for Hakimi from Inter Milan. Now, it was 60 million euros, which is 56 million pounds. And I think if we were to sign Hakimi, if he comes to us over PSG, which, to be fair, as champions of Europe now, it favours us. I think it'll mean Reece moves to right centre back, Hakimi a right wing back, and then Aspi will be the one who comes in and out of the team as a rotational method. I genuinely do think that. It's not a disrespect to Aspi, but as brilliant as he is, we need to start looking younger for the future, and because his legs aren't going to last forever. However, he is a very good, very solid player you can rely on if we need to. But Hakimi, that bid that we've done isn't even the biggest news. Everywhere you look, you got Fjortov, you've got a few of the big journalists out in Germany saying it. You've got Matt Law, Simon Phillips, and they're all saying the same thing about Chelsea and Haaland. And the fact that the likes of Matt Law, Simon Phillips, they work in and around the club. And then you got Fjortov, who works in and around Dortmund and Haaland and them lot. It looks very much like Haaland is happening. And if it does, I am, well, if we get Haaland and City get Kane, which is what is looking likely, It's a two-horse race for the title. And it's not even going to be... It's going to be Chelsea and City. I'm not saying Chelsea will win the title, but it'll be a two-horse race and no one else will even come close. Because that's what we've missed this season. And as much as I love Werner, And as much as I think you get a big name striker, it takes the pressure off of him so he can just play his game and just focus on being him, scoring goals for fun. We needed, we still need, a very clinical goal scorer. And I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Harry Saratov. He put a thread together about all the different types of goals Haaland can score. The guy is quick, he is strong, he can finish from pretty much anywhere. He can use his head, left foot, right foot. The guy is exceptional. And he's one of those that is just too good to flop. And the price, the price being quoted is 170 million. But what we can do is we'll either say to Dortmund, 130, 140 now, and we have him now, or we'll agree with him to come to us for next season when his release clause is done. And Dortmund, as much as they won't want to lose both Haaland and Sancho, I think they understand the financial difficulty that a lot of clubs are in right now. And I think they'll take it. So, and when it comes to negotiating, we've got one of the best in the business at it with Marina. She is exceptional at her job. And I genuinely believe Haaland is going to happen. Haaland will be a Chelsea player next season, in my opinion. And I'm that adamant. I made a bet with my dad, and I said that if Chelsea don't sign Haaland, I will buy him next season's Leeds shirt. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I think we will sign him. Haaland will be wearing number 9 next year. Because I think Tammy's gone. Giroud extended his contract, which makes me also think that Tammy's the one leaving. Maybe a player plus cash deal with Haaland. So 120 plus Tammy, maybe. I don't know. But I do think Tammy is the one leaving. Silva's extended his contract. Tuchel's extended his contract. And yeah, I mean, it's exciting times to be a Chelsea fan. But right now, it's not about Chelsea. The Euros literally start in, 48 hours? Well, 8 o'clock on Friday, UK time. So it's 48 plus 6, 54 hours time from literally me saying these words. And the first match, I do believe, is Turkey versus Italy from Group A. But let's go over the groups first, because I don't know I don't know the exact fixture list, the exact order, and blah, blah, blah. I know England plays Sunday, but that's about it. So in Group A, we have got Switzerland, Italy, Wales and Turkey. In Group B, we have got Belgium, Denmark, Finland and Russia. In Group C, Austria, Netherlands, Holland, either one, North Macedonia and Ukraine. Group D, we've got Czech Republic, Croatia, England and Scotland. In Group E, we have got Poland, Slovakia, Spain and Sweden. And in Group F, which is no doubt at all the most difficult group, France, Germany, Portugal, Hungary. So Group F is the one, apart from the England group, that I'm going to keep my eye on. Group D, obviously, with it being England and Scotland as well, because my dad is Scottish, so I'm going to be keeping an eye on that. Group F with Germany, France, Portugal. That's the one to really watch. However, my qualifiers, so I think for Group A, Italy will win it, and I think Turkey will finish second. For Group B, Denmark will win it. Belgium will win Group B, sorry, not Denmark, and Denmark will finish second. Group C, Holland will win, Austria second. Group D, Croatia will win the group, England second. Group E, Spain will win, Poland second. And Group F, I think Germany win the group and France second. In my third place qualifiers, I think Switzerland will qualify from Group A. I think Russia will qualify from Group B. I think Sweden will qualify from Group E. And I think Portugal will qualify from Group F, with Scotland and Ukraine missing out. So we move into the quarterfinals, and we've got a couple of tasty ties. So we've got Belgium versus Sweden, Italy versus Austria, Germany versus Switzerland, England versus Poland, Spain versus Russia, Croatia versus France, which is a repeat of the 2018 World Cup final, Holland versus Portugal, which I do believe is the repeat of the Nations League final a couple of seasons ago, and Turkey versus Denmark. So from Belgium versus Sweden, I think Belgium qualify for the quarters. Italy versus Austria, I think Italy qualify for the quarterfinal. Germany versus Switzerland, Germany qualify, in my opinion. And England versus Poland, England will qualify. Spain versus Russia, Spain qualify. Croatia versus France, France qualify. Holland versus Portugal, Portugal qualify. And Turkey versus Denmark, Denmark qualify. Again, these are all my opinion. So, obviously, or prediction, should I say. So, whether it actually happens or not is to be seen. That's the beauty of football. We could have, like what my dad thinks, Scotland. He thinks Scotland will win, to the point he actually made me put a bet on. I've put four bets on, actually. I did my winner, my brother's winner, my dad's winner, and I put money on France as well. I'll get into that in a bit, properly. So, Belgium versus Italy. I think Belgium go through to the semi-finals. Germany versus England, I think Germany go through to the semi-finals. Spain versus France, I think France go through to the semi-final. And Portugal versus Denmark, I think Portugal go to the semi-final. Belgium versus Germany, semi-final one. I think Germany make it to the final. France versus Portugal, I think France make it to the final. Which then leaves a Germany-France final. And personally, I have predicted Germany will win the tournament. I think their World Cup was atrocious. And I think with it being Joachim Löw's last tournament before he leaves the German job, I think he will want to go out with a bang. That German squad is full of serial talent. They got Neuer in goal. They've got Gosens, who's coming into the fold. Rudiger, who's been performing exceptional for the last 5 months and is a good player anyway. They've got Schulz. They've got Brand, Royce, Werner, Havertz. The list is endless of talent that German squad has. And as good as France is, with the likes of Mbappe, Kante, it's going to be one of those. It'll be 1-0, 2-1, either way. I think, personally, though, that Germany will win it. My heart wants to predict that Werner scores the winner in the final. Bumps his confidence right up so that he comes back to Chelsea and just absolutely kills it. But that's me dreaming with wishful thinking. France, as I've said, they are a class team. They really are. Again, they are just so stacked. It's unreal. In terms of the likes of... hold on, let me go back to the groups quickly. It's just easier to discuss that. So, Italy, they have some really good players. They have some good players, and then they have a few that are just hit and miss. So, for example, they've got Donnarumma in goal, who I think is actually going to PSG on a free. They've got, from Chelsea, they've got Jorginho and Emerson, both of which, Emerson doesn't really play for Chelsea, so you can't really discuss him properly, but Jorginho is one of those that is very hit and miss. Like, he will play exceptional for a couple of weeks and then play absolutely shocking for a couple of weeks. You move forward, they've got the likes of Moise Keane, who is a phenomenal footballer. His career has just unfortunately been overshadowed because everywhere he goes, he gets nothing but racial hate, and it's horrible to see. Chido Immobile, who I think is absolutely class. You've got Belotti, Insigne. Then you got their old school defence unit, Bonucci, Chiellini. I don't know how many tournaments they've actually got left in them. I don't even know if they're going, to be honest. But Italy have got some good players. So have Turkey, who I think finished second in Group A. Turkey have got Soyuncu, Kalinoglu, Under. There are some really good Turkish players. So they can cause a few upsets. A couple of people have them as dark horses in this tournament. Belgium, obviously just Belgium. Lukaku on absolute fire. De Bruyne winning player of the year somehow. Because it can't be on output. Because on output, Kane wins that. And he wasn't even Man City's best player this season. That was Ruben Diaz. So, I mean, De Bruyne is world class. And I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But he did not deserve PFA player of the year. But they got De Bruyne, Mertens, Lukaku, Hazard, like the Hazard brothers, Meunier, Denayer, Witzel. They have Courtois. As much as I don't like him, is one of, if not the best goalkeeper on form right now. So they're a force to be reckoned with. Denmark, Kasper Schmeichel, Christensen. Braithwaite's been scoring quite a few goals at Barcelona lately. They got Christian Eriksen. They've got some good teams. They got Daniel Vass. Who's that other bloke who plays in the Bundesliga? Oh, I can't remember his name. Holland, obviously they're stacked. I mean, I think they're missing Van Dijk still. I don't know how long he's got left out, but they've got some good players. Depay stands out in particular. And Like, they got Dumfries, Blind. Like that, they have some really good players. De Ligt, De Vrij. Austria. Again, they have a few decent players. They got Hinteregger, Sabitzer, Alaba. They're no mugs. Croatia, we know about them already. Rebic, Jovic, Kovacic, Modric, Rakitic. Just, yeah. England, I'll get onto England last. Spain are stacked to high heavens. If you look through their entire team, the only place they're not really stacked, I'd say, is goalkeeper. De Gea has been poor. Kepa is poor. They got Paulo Lopez, I think, who had a semi-decent season. Eto'o, Asenjo. And then you go into their defence. They've got Laporte now because he's changed nationality. Ramos, Nacho Fernandez, Alba, Carvajal, Azpi because he's in the squad. Their midfield, Busquets still. Who else is in? Saul, who is another one linked with Chelsea, actually. You got Hermoso, Thiago, who plays at Liverpool now. You got Iñaki Williams. Again, I don't know if all these are in the squad, but Iñaki Williams, Vazquez. You can, the list goes on and on. Poland, Lewandowski. So they'll always have a chance. Germany, I've gone through them. Neuer, Havertz. France, I've already gone through them as well. I think Portugal have got a decent team. Obviously, having Cristiano Ronaldo helps massively. And that's why I've put them third rather than first or second, because I think in terms of a squad, Germany and France have better squads. The big one is, for me, England, because you look at our talent that we've got. The talent we've got, apart from goalkeeper and some defenders, the rest of our team's exceptional. So we haven't got a decent goalkeeper. We've got Pickford, Johnston, and I think the other one going is Dean Henderson. Right? We all know Pickford's playing. End of. Right back, we're stacked. We got Trent, who ain't going now because he's injured. We got Trippier, Walker, Reece James, Wan-Bissaka. Wan-Bissaka isn't going, I don't think, but he's still an English right back. Left back, we got Shaw and we got Chilwell. Trippier can play left back as well. Centre back is where we've got the problem, because we've got some good centre backs. Stones, Tomori, Mings, Cody. However, what Southgate will choose will be Maguire plus one. And is Maguire good for set pieces? Yes, but what he offers for set pieces doesn't counteract what he doesn't offer defensively. And I think he turns like the Titanic. He is absolutely shite. And England will fail with him in that team. You look at the midfield, it's stacked. Declan Rice, Calvin Phillips, Mason Mount, Phil Foden, Jude Bellingham. And then you got the older guard there, like Jordan Henderson. Oh, which, by the way, I actually just want to touch on him. What an arrogant prick. He comes on the pitch, right, having been out for months, having not scored for England ever before. And he nicks, like, Dominic Calvert-Lewin wins a penalty. Granted, it was only a friendly. We're 1-0 up already. But he nicks the ball off Calvert-Lewin. So stops Calvert-Lewin from getting a goal. And then misses the penalty. And then in the interview afterwards, he went, "I've missed more important penalties than that." It's like, you fucking arrogant asshole. He shouldn't be near the team, for me. Not only has he stopped Calvert-Lewin scoring a goal and sealing the win, he has just completely disregarded team, like, manager's orders, because Southgate said that Calvert-Lewin was meant to take it. And then he's put himself first over the team. And then said about, "Oh, I've missed more important penalties." So, you're an arrogant prick, Jordan, mate. Shouldn't be near the team. We don't need you. We'll do fine with what I've said before already. Rice, Phillips, Mount, Foden, Bellingham. We'll do fine. If anything, James Ward-Prowse should be in your place, mate. Another centre-back I actually forgot about that's actually going is Ben White, who I think is a good shout. He's a really good player. Then you look at, like, who we've got wide. Sterling is shite, or has been shite, should I say. We got Rashford. We've got Grealish going. We've got Sancho going. Saka from Arsenal. And then up front, we got Kane and we've got Calvert-Lewin. So the midfield and attack is absolutely solid. And if I was to pick my team, personally, I'd go 4-2-3-1. I'd go Henderson in goal, Reece James right back, Walker and Tomori in the middle, but Tomori ain't going, so it'd be, I'll put Walker and Maguire, because we know Maguire's going to play. So in that case, I'll put Pickford in goal, because we know Pickford's going to play. Pickford in goal, Maguire and Walker as centre-backs, Reece James right back, Ben Chilwell left back. I'd then play a two in front of them with Rice and Phillips. Have Rice just sweep up everything and have Phillips play the ball like a quarterback. In the three behind Harry Kane, I'd have Rashford on the left, Foden on the right, Mount in the middle, and then, as I said, Kane up front. But Southgate won't do that. Southgate will play 3-4-3. He'll play his favourites. So it'll be Grealish will play, Pickford will play, Maguire will play, Sterling will play. And two of them don't deserve their spot on form alone. But they'll get in. And that's why I haven't put England to win the Euros. I've seen a lot of shit everywhere. England's going to win the Euros. It's England's time. Everyone going crazy because Foden changed his hair colour. Not to match Gascoigne, to match his fucking Champions League medal. His silver one. But it's going to come crashing down with a big bang. Because, not because of our players, because of Southgate, and it's going to be the same shit over and over again. We're going to have immensely talented players, like we did when we had Beckham, Lampard, Gerrard, Scholes, Ferdinand, Terry, Ashley Cole, Rooney, Owen. When we had that squad, it got wasted because Sven played 4-4-2 rigid, and he put fucking Steven Gerrard right side and whoever else, well, wherever else. He didn't play a team. And then that moved into Steve McLaren and Fabio Capello. And then all of them players got wasted. And it'll be the same shit again with this group of players if we stick with Southgate. Everyone's jumping on, yeah, but we made the semi-final. Yeah, we did. We lost to Belgium in the group stage. We struggled to get past Colombia. We beat a poor Sweden team. And then we lost to Croatia in the fucking semi-final. And then lost to Belgium in the third place playoff. Anytime we came up against anyone of any form of decency, we lost. And Croatia went back-to-back penalties in the two rounds before. So they should have been half dead with their, like, how tired they were. But nope. England strolled in. Oh, here you go. We'll take you to extra time. No problem. It was ridiculous. We got lucky that teams like Germany fell out of the group stage. And we would have got smashed. We would have got absolutely battered if we came up against the likes of Germany. And I genuinely think we're in for a rude awakening. Because that semi-final was the biggest fucking fluke ever. And I don't know. We're not going to win the Euros. As I said, I think Germany will win it. My dad is just being a stubborn Scotsman. He reckons Scotland will win it. So I put £1 on Scotland to win it, which was 200-1, I think. I put £1 on Germany to win it, which was 8-1. Germany was 7-1. I texted my brother to ask him, like, who he thinks will win, and he said Italy France final. He said France to win it on penalties, but I misread it, so I put £1 on Italy to win, thinking that was his bet, and then reread it and it was France to win, so I put £1 on France as well. I think, I don't know, it definitely ain't England. And if we do, I'll eat my words, but I really, 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 really don't think it's going to be us. I really don't. I'd never have faith in our national team, ever. And it's nothing to do with the players. We have some of the best players, like Harry Kane, one of, if not the world's best striker, Reece James, Ben Chilwell, Mason Mount, just won the Champions League, and they all played pivotal roles in that. Foden and the Man City boys just won the Premier League and were instrumental in that. Like, we've got some big players. Some will hit world class level, like some of the younger ones. Some ones already there. And I just think that they're going to be wasted again. As I said, that golden generation of... I can go through the team. Right, again, not goalkeepers. We've never been blessed with a goalkeeper. Well, not for years anyway. But Ashley Cole, arguably the best left-back of all time. You look at John Terry, Rio Ferdinand. Two of the best centre-backs of that generation. If John Terry, the best, in my opinion. Because Maldini was on the back burner and John Terry was on the up. Gary Neville, at right back, was world class. Serial winner for Manchester United. We could have had a midfield three of Scholes, Gerrard and Lampard. Lampard finished second in the Ballon d'Or to Ronaldinho, for fuck's sake. Serial winner. Gerrard won everything but the Premier League with Liverpool. Lampard won everything at Chelsea, all-time top goalscorer. Then you move into the front. Wayne Rooney. Goal machine. Beckham. He had one of the best crosses ever. And we just wasted them. Every single one of them we just fucking wasted. Because we had a waste man as a manager. And Southgate just always fucking looks like he's turned up to a wedding. Take your fucking waistcoat off. Either get down to business and play the fucking team how it's meant to be played, or get out. Just go. Because guess what? There are plenty of managers who would love that job and would do that fucking job 10 times better than you. Actually fucking earn your spot in that England role. And the FA just need to stop hiring fucking yes men who are just so happy to be in the job that they don't fucking give a shit. I tell you, I don't want her to leave the Chelsea women's team, but I would love a coach like Emma Hayes as the men's manager. She would be fucking fantastic as the England men's manager. Or someone with a know-how. Not someone who is just a... I don't know. I just don't want Southgate in charge of England anymore. If we have a promising manager who knows what they're doing and can actually utilise these players and make sure they don't get wasted again, I'd get excited for England games. Even the friendlies, I'd get excited for them. But until then, I'll support them because they're my country. But I'm not going to sit there and sing, "It's coming home." Fuck off. No, because it ain't coming home. It ain't coming home anytime soon. At all. And I'll bet my left arm on that. And yeah, we ain't winning the Euros at all. But we'll see what happens. I'll probably do a prediction, a preview for the England-Croatia game, England-Scotland and England-Czech Republic. And then, according to my prediction, England-Poland and England-Germany. I'll be doing other Euro content, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. Doing a roundup of when all the fixtures are done. So after the first round of group games, do a roundup. Second round of group games, etc, etc. Go over how the tables are looking for the groups. There'll be plenty of Euro content. So that is something hopefully you guys look forward to. And if you did enjoy this one, please give it a share. I'd be happy with anything you guys can do to support me. I'm thankful for every listener that I have or that I've had. Until that is going to be it for this podcast. So I'm always available to follow on Twitter at CookCO4, COOKEC04. And until the next one, guys, I hope you have a nice time. If you're in England, enjoy the sun while it lasts, because it won't last forever. And I will see you on the sunny side. Good. Bye.